Dinosaurs have been the most spectacular creatures that have ever lived. They've been an intense source of fascination for many people. Both young and old love the adventure of finding out more about these prehistoric giants that once roamed the earth. Fortunately, Outback Queensland has a whole lot of prehistoric history to discover. So let's go on a journey along Australia's dinosaur trail that offers visitors a range of unique experiences not available anywhere else in the world. This unique journey is going to be an amazing experience. So join me, Gary Kent, in our quest to find out more about the dinosaurs of Australia. I can't wait to see what we'll find as we visit Outback Queensland. Our first stop on the search for dinosaurs is Winton, a town that's actually called the Dinosaur Capital of Australia. It's also the birthplace of the iconic Australian airline Qantas and where the legend of a jolly swagman waltzed into Australian history. Winton is located in the Australian outback, about 1,350 kilometres or 840 miles northwest of Brisbane. So it takes a long time to get here. But if you're searching for dinosaurs, then it's definitely worth the trip, because on the outskirts of Winton is the Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum. It's the home of Australia's largest dinosaur fossil collection and the Southern Hemisphere's most productive fossil preparation laboratory, and supervises the site of the world's only evidence of a dinosaur stampede. The Age of Dinosaurs Museum is split between three facilities: the Fossil Preparation Laboratory, the Collection Room, and Dinosaur Canyon. Here, in the Collection Room beside reception, you can see the real dinosaur skeletons on display. This Collection Room houses the only known specimen of Australia's largest and most complete carnivorous dinosaur, Australovenator wittonensis, nicknamed Banjo. There's also Australia's most complete sauropod Diamantinosaurus matildae, nicknamed Matilda, and Savannosaurus eleatorum, nicknamed Wade. It's truly an awe-inspiring collection. So let's find out the story about how the dinosaurs and fossils were first discovered. David Elliott is a third-generation grazier who'd been farming sheep and cattle properties around Winton from the age of 17. In 1999, while mustering sheep on his property Belmont near Winton, Elliott discovered a large fossilised bone of a dinosaur.
I found that's probably the biggest, best dinosaur bone I'd found. It was just big chunks of bone. And, you know, and it sat on a ping pong table in the house actually for a couple of years. Eddie and I put bits together. We couldn't put any more together. And we invited the Queensland Museum to have a look, and they identified it as a big sauropod. So, and it made a fairly big media release. It was a fairly large, it was supposed to be Australia's largest at the time. And really, even then, I don't think it was, but that's okay. And it's still not, but that's okay. It was sort of a big start for us, you know, because we realised just how excited people around the country got over this sort of stuff.
Following the discovery of more fossils during digs held in conjunction with the Queensland Museum, David and his wife Judy called a public meeting in Winton on the 17th of August 2002. They hoped to establish a dinosaur museum at Winton so the discoveries could be preserved in perpetuity and be made available to the public in general. Then, a few years later, in March 2005, David discovered more dinosaur bones on his property. In September of that year, the site was excavated by a joint Australian Age of Dinosaurs and the Queensland Museum team. During the dig, they uncovered the remains of one of Australia's most complete sauropod skeletons. But what was even more exciting was that the skeleton belonged to a completely new type of dinosaur. It was given the scientific name Savannosaurus elliotorum, after the open grasslands where it was found and the Elliot family. The new discovery was nicknamed Wade, in honour of a prominent Australian paleontologist, Dr. Mary Wade, who died at the time the dig was being undertaken. Wade, the Savannosaurus, was found to be a medium-sized titanosaur, approximately half the length of a basketball court, with a long neck and a relatively short tail. Later that year, a partial sauropod, Humerus, was discovered nearby on Eldersley Station near Winton. This led to a series of digs held by the museum and the recovery of two more dinosaur skeletons preserved together, one being a sauropod skeleton, as we've noted, called Matilda, and the other a theropod, a carnivorous dinosaur called Banjo. Here he is, named after the famous Australian poet Banjo Paterson. In mid-2006, David and Judy Elliott opened an Australian Age of Dinosaurs temporary fossil preparation facility in their shed at Belmont, which was known locally as the Prep Shed. It was here that fossil preparation was carried out by a small group of staff and volunteers who were accommodated in the station's Jackaroo and Shearers quarters. Prep work and cleaning commenced on Wade, the Savannosaurus fossil, and then expanded to include the bones of Banjo and Matilda as each dig produced further fossils. This work continued for almost 3 years with the help of over 100 volunteers. In September 2006, Peter and Carol Britton, owners of Mount Lansborough Station near Winton, donated 1,400 hectares of mesa country, or what the locals call the jump up, to Australian Age of Dinosaurs as a site for the future museum. The prep shed at Belmont was then closed, and all the fossils and equipment were relocated to the jump up site in early 2009. The new facilities were open to the public in July that same year as part of Queensland's 150th year celebrations. This multi-million dollar working dinosaur museum facility has a preparation laboratory, a collection room, classrooms, theatres and display rooms. There are also a wide range of outdoor displays, dioramas, walking trails and guided tours. So let's start at the Fossil Preparation Laboratory. Here we get to see behind the scenes of one of the most productive fossil preparation laboratories in the Southern Hemisphere. Jesse, one of the tour guides at the museum and lab, will explain to us what happens here.
When we cut open our jackets, we'll find our bones broken into some combination of big solid chunks and little smashed bits. It's the world's biggest and most frustrating jigsaw puzzle, where half the pieces are missing and we don't even have the lid from the box to look at to know what it's meant to look like when we're done. So when we find the bits that go together, we want them to stay together, so we glue them into place. For the big chunks, we use a type of glue that some people might have used at home, called Araldite. For the little pieces, we use this really high-tech paleontological adhesive called superglue. Just go to the supermarket, get little tubes, it works just fine. And our bones will also be covered in rock and dirt, and we need to get that off so we can see the bone that we're working with. And do that, we mostly use air tools.
Here at the workstations in the lab, you can watch the fossil technicians prepare dinosaur bones for research and display.
Well, what I'm doing is following colour change, looking for texture and pattern, and trying to identify where the bone is sitting. So on this material, we have a lot of clay, plant material, and ironstone staining. So I'm following the material and I'm looking for the characteristics of fossilized bone. I love this kind of work because you're discovering something new every day. Every specimen we get is unique. It's never boring, it's never really repetitive. and it is just fascinating.
The museum already has the world's largest collection of bones from Australia's biggest dinosaurs. And the number of specimens already collected is easily outpacing the number being prepared by volunteers and staff here in the laboratory. So if working with fossils is something you'd like to do, then there is the Prep Dino Experience. You can join the team here and learn how to prepare real dinosaur fossils for display. And finally, if you really want to have an incredible dinosaur experience, then you could join the Dig a Dino team from here and help them find more dinosaurs in outback Queensland. But now, let's catch a shuttle for about 2 kilometres to the Dinosaur Canyon and see the Gondwana Observatory and the March of the Titanosaurs exhibit. Inside the March of the Titanosaurs building is a 54-metre or 170-foot long sauropod footprint track site. The footprints are of a family or small herd of sauropods walking through mud and also include some two-legged meat-eating dinosaurs called theropods and two-legged plant-eating dinosaurs called ornithopods. Just outside are 2 magnificent life-size sauropods overlooking the fabulous Dinosaur Canyon. In this beautiful place are exhibits that recreate dinosaur life. You can see the bones of a large sauropod, a small family group of pterodactyls, a stampede of 24 small dinosaurs leaping across a chasm to escape a larger theropod dinosaur, and 3 life-size models of Coonabarosaurus, an armor-plated dinosaur. Nearby is the Gondwana Stars Observatory, which showcases the extraordinary dark skies above the Age of Dinosaurs here at the Jump Up. Without the city lights, you get a simply amazing view of the night sky. You can clearly see planets and stars and constellations. Now, the last place to visit near Winton is the one place I've always wanted to see, the Dinosaur Stampede National Monument at Lark Quarry. And finally, I've made it. But to get to the site, we've had to drive off the beaten track 110 kilometres or 70 miles west of Winton.
Here at the Dinosaur Stampede National Monument at Lark Quarry Conservation Park, we have the only evidence anywhere in the world of a dinosaur stampede. So what we had towards the back of the building was a lake, and we had some small dinosaurs. So there were celurosaurs and ornithopod dinosaurs that were at the edge of that lake, maybe having a drink of water, until they were disturbed by something. So the footprints we have here, we have 11 large predator footprints heading towards that lake, and then about 3,300 smaller footprints all running the opposite direction, which would have been towards open temperate forest that was about 150 metres from here. So they're running for cover, where they might be able to hide and maybe not get eaten by our larger predatory dinosaur.
From Lark Quarry and the Dinosaur Stampede, we continue along the dinosaur trail about 200 kilometres north of Winton to another outback town called Richmond, where some amazing ancient fossils have been found. The first thing you see here at Kronosaurus Corner Museum in Richmond is this huge marine reptile with its mouth wide open. It's actually a Kronosaurus, a large apex predator that could grow up to 10 metres or 33 feet in length. And how appropriate. You see, Richmond is best known as Australia's premier marine fossil site and has some of the most awe-inspiring ancient marine fossils. This area is rich in fossils, and this museum is home to over 1,500 of them. Here, you can step back in time to when much of this area was underwater and meet the carnivorous creatures that dominated life below the surface. This small outback town with a population of around 800 people came to the attention of Australia and the world in 1989 when the skeleton of a plesiosaur was discovered nearby at Marathon Station by grazier Ian Ivers while mustering his cattle. It's one of the best preserved vertebrate fossils in the world and the most complete plesiosaur skeleton discovered in Australia. This amazing completeness gives us a window into the life of this amazing creature. Scientists are still studying the skeleton, and the species currently has no scientific name, but has been nicknamed Kenny the Richmond Pliosaur. It was about 5 meters or 16 feet in length and had a relatively long neck and head. The skull is robust and contains many conical teeth, presumably for feeding on fishes and squid, which were abundant in Australia's vast inland sea, which covered much of this area in ancient times. It has 4 long flippers for propelling and steering it through the water. It's important to remember that these marine reptiles were not dinosaurs, even though many of them coexisted with dinosaurs. Originally, much of this particular specimen was encased in sedimentary rock. It took 2 lab specialists over 2 years full time to prepare and remove the fragile bones from the rock. Now, Penny, the Richmond Pliosaur, was the second major discovery of an important fossil in this area. The famous Chronosaurus queenlandicus, a 10-meter or 33-foot giant marine reptile, was discovered north of Richmond 60 years earlier in 1929 by a team of paleontologists from Harvard University. Chronosaurus had a short neck and a large head. Its skull was 2.5 meters or 8 feet long. It was a fierce predator that used its 2 meters or 6-foot flippers to propel itself quickly through the water. It had rows of long conical teeth that it used to hunt large fish, turtles, and giant squid, as well as ammonites, giant shellfish. It was equipped with enormous crocodile-like jaws that had twice as much bite force as a saltwater crocodile today. Certainly not the kind of creature you'd want to have splashing about in the water with you. The fossil of another giant marine reptile was found in 2005 here in the area around Richmond. Eromangosaurus australis was a large plesiosaur named after the vast Australian inland sea that it lived in. It's about 10 meters or 33 feet long, and like other plesiosaurs, had 4 flippers to propel it through the water with a short round tail and no fin. It had an incredibly long neck, about half the length of its entire body. It's the only known skeleton of its kind to exist in the world. The museum also exhibits Wonder. This is the largest fish fossil in Australia. You know, with all these magnificent ancient fish and marine reptile fossils, we mustn't forget the special dinosaur fossils found near here as well. This is Coonbarosaurus iversi, which means shield lizard. It's a plant-eating dinosaur with short legs and bony body armor made up of hundreds of tiny bony plates interlaced with larger plates to protect it from predators. The fossil is affectionately known as the armored car of Marathon Sheep Station, where it was found by grazier Ian Ivers in 1989. Now, Ivers had discovered one of the most complete dinosaur skeletons ever found in Australia, or the world for that matter. Even the stomach contents of the creature were preserved, which is exceptionally rare and gives us an insight of the food the dinosaur ate, which was a selection of flowering plants. Sometimes, fossils are covered by sandstone or mudstone, which needs to be removed and cleaned away. And many of these fossils are prepared and processed right here at the museum in the fully equipped laboratory. Here you watch experts at work with their air tools and mechanical drills and view fossils being processed. The equipment and preparation techniques used here are of a world-class standard, with some of Australia's best and most significant fossil finds having been prepared for display right here. Most of these fossils here are unearthed in the quarry just 12 kilometres or 8 miles out of town. Kevin Peterson, the museum fossil expert, took us out to show us his latest find, a magnificent ichthyosaur fossil, still encased in rock, but clearly showing the outline of this huge dolphin-like aquatic reptile skeleton. This quarry is a fossil gold mine and is giving up its hidden secrets as Kevin and his fellow fossil hunters continue the search for ancient treasure. But it's time to get back on the road and move on to our next destination on the dinosaur trail. Our next stop is Shewenden, about 100 kilometres down the road. Let's see what interesting and awesome dinosaurs are waiting for us there. And you don't have to travel far in Shewenden to find one. This is Mutt, the local dinosaur that resides beside the town's main street. Now, Mutt is a replica of a Muttaburrasaurus, a huge 7-metre or 22-foot-long plant-eating dinosaur that lived along the shores of the ancient inland sea that once covered this area, now called the Great Artesian Basin. Large marine reptiles, like the ones we've seen back in Richmond, such as ichthyosaurs and plesiosaurs, swam here as well, while on land, dinosaurs like the Muttaburrasaurus browsed on vegetation along the shore. A short distance further along the road, the Flinders Discovery Centre provides more information and exhibits of Muttaburrasaurus. The star attraction here is Huey, a life-size skeletal replica of a Muttaburrasaurus. In 1962, a well-preserved skeleton of a Muttaburrasaurus was found near an outback town called Muttaburra, where it gets its name from. The bones were preserved because the carcasses had been washed into the sea and become buried in the mud, which protected them from destruction. In a sense, these bones from the ancient past now help bring these magnificent dinosaurs back to life by giving us an insight into their size, body structure, diet, and way of life. Thousands of fossils of many different species of ancient creatures are on display here at the centre, including sauropods, ammonites, and ichthyosaurs. Shewenden, situated on the banks of Queensland's longest river, the Flinders, is a fabulous place to marvel at and learn about these magnificent fossils, as well as experience the true spirit of the outback. Here, our journey into the world of dinosaurs ends, but certainly not our interest and fascination in these great creatures of the ancient past. Dinosaurs have certainly captured our attention and imagination on our journey along the dinosaur trail in outback Queensland and given us a renewed and ongoing zeal for fossils. We've seen the fossils of some of the magnificent dinosaurs that roamed here in the ancient past. We've seen that they come in an incredible range of shapes and sizes. Some of these ancient creatures had enormous bodies and were the most colossal creatures ever to have lived on this continent, while others were only the size of birds. Some were fierce and had slashing claws and bone-crushing teeth, while others were harmless and docile. Many of them had spikes, horns, plates, and frills, and were the weirdest animals ever to have walked on this great south land. We've also seen that even though they're now extinct, these ancient creatures continue to attract our interest and captivate our imagination. And in a sense, they unite us. Regardless of our worldview, our religion, culture, or nationality, dinosaurs bring people together in a shared love of nature, the ancient past, and natural history. And so, for me personally, the dinosaur trail ends where it all began, right here at the beginning of all beginnings, in the very first page of Scripture. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God, the master designer, He made the heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. And that includes dinosaurs, the great land reptiles, and plesiosaurs, the water reptiles, and pterosaurs, the flying reptiles. In fact, they were possibly among the foremost, the chief, the grandest and most amazing of all God's creatures. No wonder we wonder and stand in awe of these magnificent creatures that once roamed this great land, its sky and seas. If you'd like to know more about dinosaurs and their origins, then I'd like to recommend the free gift we have for all our Incredible Journey viewers today. It's the booklet, Are Dinosaurs Real? This booklet is our gift to you and is absolutely free. I guarantee there are no costs or obligations whatsoever. So make the most of this wonderful opportunity to receive the free gift we have for you today.
Phone or text 0436 333 555 in Australia or 020 422 2042 in New Zealand or 770 800 0266 in the United States. Or visit our website, tij.tv, or simply scan the QR code on your screen and we'll send you today's free offer totally free of charge and with no obligation. You can also write to us at the addresses on your screen or email us at info@tij.tv. Don't delay, call or text us now.
Be sure to join us again next week when we will share another of life's journeys together. Until then, let's pray to the great Creator God who made the dinosaurs and also made and loves us. Dear Heavenly Father and great Creator God, as we've journeyed along the dinosaur trail, we've been reminded that You are the majestic and all-powerful God who made this world and all that's in it, including the dinosaurs. And Lord, we are grateful that even though the dinosaurs were magnificent, You have bestowed Your special love and focus on us and call us Your children. Thank You. Please guide our lives and bless us and our families. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.